Pacific Gas and Electric is the nation's largest utility company, so its decision to file for bankruptcy is a very big deal. John White is director of the nonprofit Center for Energy Efficiency and Renewable Technologies, or CERT.
Everybody is at risk to some degree. Certainly the ratepayers are at risk, the wildfire victims are at risk, the suppliers are at risk, the workers are at risk, and this is a crisis because of how many people that it is potentially going to affect.
Some wildfire victims fear the bankruptcy will reduce their compensation for damages from wildfires linked to PG&E's equipment. Clean energy suppliers worry bankruptcy could let PG&E cancel some green energy contracts. Local municipal energy companies fear the fallout could affect their viability. And then there's the fate of California's climate change goals to think about. White says the electricity system is at the heart of efforts to deal with climate change, but bankruptcy brings a new instability to that work.
The governor has said that nothing is going to change and that we're going to be continuing to meet our climate and clean energy goals. But the fact is there is now uncertainty that wasn't there before. And while it is very important that the governor and the legislature sustain that support and that momentum, the venue has now shifted to the bankruptcy court.
PG&E is normally regulated by the California Public Utility Commission, and that commission is guided by laws passed by the state legislature. But now, key decisions about PG&E's future are in the hands of a bankruptcy judge in a process that could well take several years to work out. That worries activists like Pete Wywoody of the No PG&E Bailout Coalition. He says now is not the time to hand the reins to our safety and energy future to Wall Street.
Corporate maneuvers like this have having Wall Street step in front of California families and control our energy system is only going to take us further away from the things that we know Californians want. California's been seen as the beacon, as a state that is doing more than other states on climate. And so if we're to stand by and allow this to happen and have J.P. Morgan Chase's or Bank of America's bottom line be the guiding principle of our energy system, then we're missing a huge opportunity and we're doing deeper damage to our environment and the families that are, and the workers that have already been punished.
In a way, the bankruptcy court now holds the reins on issues like compensation for wildfire victims, whether PG&E could cancel contracts with green energy suppliers, and the fate of workers' pensions, not to mention California's climate change goals. But even so, state lawmakers will play a key role as the process unfolds. Senator Jerry Hill is a Democrat from San Mateo.
The Public Utilities Commission at the end will have to approve of any restructuring and any rates that would be applied to that restructuring. So that gives the legislature, since we can pass by statute laws that the PUC would have to follow. So we can, in that process, instruct the PUC to take certain things into consideration when they finally approve of that restructuring. So we have a voice in this, and we're going to exercise that voice.
On the State Capitol Beat, I'm Christopher Martinez.